Hare Krishna. Just today is the disappearance day of Solanus Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and I also believe Jagannath Das Babaji. There's a observance going on at the Samadhi. Many disciples of Tamal Krishna Maharaj are here by his Samadhi. Depending on what topics are on the agenda just at that time, we'll try and go there sometime before lunch and also be able to honor lunch there as well. And then this evening we have that Kirtan Standards Committee, and thereafter we'll do a kirtan for pleasure of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and we'll record that. We'll put that on the podcast for tomorrow. Today I have some questions. Two questions from Lokabandhu Das in Hungary, and he asks the following. Did the animal sacrifices in days of yore please Krishna? And if so, why? And the other question is, can one think about philosophy when one's chanting Hare Krishna? Or how does this process of remembering Krishna go when chanting? Which is a question that I've repeatedly answered, but I'll do so again in brief. Yes, the animal sacrifices pleased Krishna, pleased them in the sense that they were Vedic, they're prescribed in the Vedas. So if someone follows the Vedas, that's pleasing to Krishna. But still, Narada Muni is somewhat critical of them in the fourth canto, because they are involved with a certain degree of violence. They are not on par with the best yagya or sacrifice, even though it may be a yuga dharma, namely the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Golokura Primadana, Harinam, Shankirtan. The chanting of Krishna's holy names comes down from Goloka Vrindavan. We don't have any record of animal sacrifices being performed in the spiritual world. And even though the animals were given life anew, of course, Ashvatthama, Gavalambam, it is a forbidden thing in Kali Yuga because the mantras can't be chanted properly. So animals were given life anew, but still you have to take their life in order to give their life. And that in itself is an act of violence. So different activities are in the different modes of material nature based on the type of acts that are incorporated within them. So our emphasis is the best of all sacrifices, which involves no violence, requires no ingredients, requires no wealth. You don't even need ghee. Don't have to build a temple in order to worship deities. It can be done anywhere at any time. Best sacrifice, chanting Hare Krishna. And therefore it has always been the best of all sacrifices, even though other, you could say technically, inferior sacrifices were being recommended by the Vedas, or called the Yuga Dharma at different times. The question about chanting Krishna's names and at the same time remembering philosophy, I have discussed this on many other occasions. It's there extensively in Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. But in short, there is a krama, there is a systematic order of Nama Rupa Guna Lila Dhamma, a spontaneous evolution from one stage of devotional perfection to another, provided that one actually has perfected the previous one. So first one is expected to be able to perfectly chant the holy name, develop a namagana sadaruchi, develop a taste for the name of the Lord, be able to sit and fix one's mind simply upon Krishna's holy name without diversion. And then one of two things. Naturally, the form of the Lord will become manifest within one's mind, or somewhat prior to that, even if Krishna's name doesn't naturally manifest, one may meditate on the form of the Lord once one's already perfected meditating on the name of the Lord. And other things may also follow, like qualities and pastimes and like that. But it shouldn't be artificial. In other words, if one can't even meditate on Krishna's name, then he shouldn't try to do other things. It is a science. And as far as philosophy is concerned, if it fits in anywhere, then it fits in the qualities of the Lord, analyzing with one's mind Krishna's different wonderful characteristics. But once again, it's only something that works when it follows the natural scientific sequence of devotional activities that Srila Prabhupada often speaks about, as do all of our acharyas. I'm going to go. I have 5 minutes to get over there to the GBC meeting. Hare Krishna.